Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back. Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, I guess everybody knows what I've been watching. The Santa Claus. 1, 2, 3, there's like...
It's all every stinking night.
Because we're in the days of Christmas.
Oh.
Well, anyway, welcome to Night Visions with WPRS.
I'm Wendy.
And I'm...
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Only time I can get away with it. But you guys should feel lucky because I've been driving Wendy crazy because I've been doing this like over and over and over and over again. But...
Merry Christmas, man. We got a party going on tonight.
Yes. It's hard to believe we're, like, how many days from Christmas now? 10?
A week tomorrow. No, a week tomorrow is Christmas
Eve.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure everybody had to change all their plans for Christmas this year because, you know, you can't do what we normally do for Christmas, but I guess be creative about it. Yeah, my family actually asked me to come out there, and I was really considering it, but I got to wait because my only options of getting there, because they're in Georgia, is flying or driving, and, well, flying right now is wrong answer. And driving wouldn't be bad, but I'd rather wait until we get through this, whatever you want to call it, this, I guess I can say this COVID crap, because that's to me what it is. But they've come out with the shot now, and they started administering it to people, and there have been people that have had side effects. But
your sentence has... some vague ones. I mean, there's going to be some.
But if it helps and gets rid of this, I guess the side effects are a small price to pay. I'm really wanting to wait, but I don't know if they're going to require, you know. But anyway.
But for our Christmas with my parents, and Eric, you always go over there too, so... guess what we're doing? We are going to be, A, cooking outside. None of this turkey, none of this ham, not even fried chicken like it's been for the last 30 freaking years. Guess what we're having? We're having hot dogs. My dad's got a fire pit out back. I'm sounding like a redneck.
Out back.
And we're going to do some s'mores. So we're going to have hot dogs and s'mores and some finger food.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm kudos to them that they came up with something.
Yep, Lexi and my mom and dad, they didn't cook in the fudge, peanut butter fudge, chocolate fudge, candies of all types. I mean, it's going to be... yeah, I think W. Weight gain.
But you know what? I'm going to cut loose on that day because they made an effort to get everybody, you know, together for Christmas. So it's a small price to pay, and I'm willing to bloat up like a stuffed pig to have an enjoyable Christmas. Yeah, it's weird. My work... normally for Christmas, we have this, like, party where they get everybody together. They have games. They give prizes. We watch little movie clips of what happened during the year, and they present what they call President's Awards, which is $1,000 for all the employees, which is kind of cool. But this year they're going to... just announce the winners, and everybody's name is going into a container, and the CEO of the place I work at is going to draw out names, and those people are going to win gift cards because they're not giving gifts because of, you guessed it,
COVID. So no trips to Israel, no trips to big TVs this year either.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad at myself. The 1 year I win a TV, I'm not even there. Somebody put my name in, and they weren't going to give it to me, and then they did, and then the person that won the biggest TV traded with me, so I was going to have a 65-inch television, and I'm going to say it, stupid May decided, oh, which way did he go, George? Which way did he go to sell it to somebody? And now I'm kicking myself in the donkey because I could have had a kick butt TV right now. But anyway, I guess we learn from our mistakes, but do we truly learn? Because I seem to keep making them. But anyway, it's Christmas, and we don't want to bring people down. We want to bring them up. We want a party.
Bring them on. All of them.
Okay, so everybody that's called in and on the board, you're coming live. So get ready, and let's have some fun. Let's bring them on. Callers, are you there?
Yes, we are. Are you there?
Hey!
Yes.
How you doing? We got Jake 5.
It's good to be back. How are y'all doing?
Jake's in the house tonight at Christmas, man.
Yeah.
Yay!
There is a Santa.
How you doing?
Trust me, I wouldn't miss this.
Who else do we have on there?
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Who is this?
Your little fortune teller, Melissa.
Melissa, hi.
Oh, my God. Jake, I want you to know she didn't even recognize her best friend of 375 years.
Yeah, why does she have a cell phone? Yeah.
I was about to say, that's pretty bad.
She's like, hey!
How quickly they forget.
So what has everybody got planned for Christmas?
Well,
same old Christmas
family,
party at work.
Melissa, go ahead, it's your lady.
Okay. Yeah, Christmas. I don't know if we're doing a Christmas party at work, but you know, I'm doing Christmas Eve at Shannon's mom's house. Then we're doing Christmas Day at my mom's house, and unfortunately, that's about it as far as COVID will allow.
Yeah, I guess you could always come over and eat the hot dogs and s'mores with us.
You're going to get her in trouble because your mom was inside all these people.
Yeah, I know. They've already marked out those spaces out in the backyard for where we get to sit.
Oh, my. So you guys are having Christmas dinner al fresco?
Yeah, outside in the backyard.
That's great.
So, Jake, what do you have planned?
Well, so far I'm going to be spending some time with family, and then I got to rush back home because I actually work the day after Christmas. So, pretty much dinner, opening presents with family, spending time with them, and then it's right back to work that weekend.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, humbug.
I know, right? We're trying to decide when I get my paycheck because I'm supposed to get paid on Christmas Day, that Friday, but there's no banks open, so I'm hoping we're going to get paid, like, early.
Usually they will.
Yeah, that would be a good time. Yeah, it looks like you want to say something. Go ahead.
No, I'm just trying to think because people will think I'm stupid, but I have the question to ask.
Ask it. You're in a party. Ask it.
Does Santa and his work and all that get interrupted with this COVID? Because does he have to wear a mask? Because he's going all over the world and he's going in everybody's house.
What do y'all think?
I'm sure he's got something set up.
I would think so. I mean, if you go to Busch Gardens, and we have, he has a mask on, so does his elves. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, speaking of Busch Gardens, I don't know if anybody has been staying away from there because of COVID, but they have some really, I mean, the rules are strict, but it's still an enjoyable time.
It is. You have to do reservations now because they are only allowed a certain amount, and they only have certain rides open, and how they do it, it's like every other row, and then they clean the rows they're not using, and then they'll stop, switch, and then clean the other rows and put the people in the ones that were cleaned. And they have sanitizing stations everywhere, so I was impressed by that.
That's pretty clever.
It sounds like they've got it under control. I haven't been this year due to the reservations. I don't want to have to go, you know what I'm saying? Schedule a time. I kind of like going when I want to go. Doesn't set well with me.
Well, that's kind of what we've done. I mean, we made reservations, and if we didn't go, we just didn't go.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of people. It's like this only open part of the park, half of the park. So 4,000 people was a lot in half a park.
Yeah, I know, because they had it at 1,000, and they raised it up to 4,000.
Yeah.
Still a lot of people.
Yeah.
It is definitely
a lot of people.
And I have to say, they've taken care of their pass members because depending on what level of membership you are at, like with Wendy, they gave her $40 in Busch Garden bucks to use, or 50, excuse me, and she gets 50% off anything she purchases in the park. I think 30 or 40% off food and drink.
Yeah, trust me, I've been buying some Christmas presents for my $50. I'm in my 50% off. Speaking of which, I'll ask both of you this question. Do y'all have any unusual or any traditions that y'all do for Christmas? I mean, it may not be happening this year, but in the past, what kinds of traditions are y'all accustomed to?
Well, let's even go first.
Oh, okay. We started something when Shannon and I got together about opening up Christmas presents on Christmas Eve. Up until that point, my family had just done them on Christmas Day, Christmas morning. But when you've got two families to deal with, it's a little harder. You have to, you know, make a little bit of allowance. And so Christmas Eve is Santa Claus gets to come too.
Pretty cool.
It's the only weird thing I can think of, and it's not really that weird.
I was about to say, we have a tradition, my family, where we open one present on Christmas Eve. Other than that, I don't think we really have any weird traditions. I know two out of the last four Christmases, I've gone out with my uncle and my brothers, and we've shot basketball at the local park about a mile away from my grandparents' house, but that's about the only weird thing I can think of that we do. And that's not even consistent.
It's not weird. It sounds very fun, though.
I know.
It does. It sounds fun.
Hey, we are on a paranormal podcast. We have to make it weird.
That's true.
I kind of like what Jake was saying, because that's what I used to do. We would get to open one gift on Christmas
Eve. We used to do that, and then we kind of got away from it. The older legs he got, the more we got away from it for some reason.
But I got to do some German customs because, you know, my dad's German, but we had where they put a pickle on the tree, and whoever found the pickle got an extra gift. And then we did this thing on December, I think it was 6th, called Little Christmas, where you put a shoe out. And I tried putting two, but they said, no, just one. So you put a shoe out, and St. Nicholas would put little goodies and little trinkets and toys and gifts in your shoe. So that was kind of neat to do. But it's really not weird. Although I could say the weird thing I might do this year, if I could have, was Busch Gardens is actually opened on Christmas this
year. I know.
Year.
That's so weird.
Opened on Christmas. But for me, I would rather go see parents and Alexis, because that's the one time of the year her daughter just, like, lives. Is Christmas. Even though she's 19 years old, it's like Christmas is, she's still a kid at heart and she loves Christmas.
Well, I was sitting up there a while ago and she's got some things that there's one thing that she knows about because she got straight A's this semester in college. So I promised her some Pokemon cards. So she's waiting for those to come in. But the more I thought about what I had gotten her and what is supposed to be coming through the mail, the more I was like, oh, my God, I really, because I was going to keep things small this year. I was going to, you know, she's getting a cell phone, be her first cell phone, and we were going to just keep the rest of it small. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought that, oh, my gosh, it's going to be huge because, oh, I forgot I bought her this, and oh, my God, I forgot I bought her that.
I know, I told you that.
So it's gonna be interesting to see what comes here and what goes there, because of COVID, they wanted most things to go there, just kind of so it wouldn't go through so many hands because of COVID. But some of the things are still gonna come here, and it's gonna be interesting to see if we can get everything up there without forgetting them.
Yeah,
no. So,
yeah, Miss Claus over there.
Yeah, I go overboard every year.
That's what you're supposed to do, Wendy.
I guess so.
But you know, it would be a really, really good Christmas gift this year, and it would actually be a gift that would really make somebody happy. And that would be if Jake would go to St. Albans with us.
Yes.
Well, hopefully once all this COVID stuff passes, we'll be able to set something up. I know I've been dying to get there, pun intended.
Melissa, don't even laugh because you're going to.
Yeah, if work allows it.
True. But, yeah, me and Eric were listening to the podcast, Night Visions on the Way Home tonight, and it just happened to be when Jake was interviewing Caitlin. It was awesome.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That was an interesting one.
That was a very interesting show. It was.
It was good.
It was very good.
Because I'd forgotten you actually asked her a question that kind of, like, stumped her, and she's like, ooh, good question. And it was when you asked about if COVID affected the spirits?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was something along those lines.
So we have to have you on.
Yeah, that would be great. You know, stumping her with a question like that doesn't happen often, so I kind of savor whenever it does happen.
Oh, since both of you guys are on now, you need to hear Wendy's big announcement that she said she was going to make on the show tonight. And she's looking at me like she's forgotten.
Oh, my new show, my new podcast. Oh, yeah, we're having a all-girls podcast next year called Heart Seals. It's gonna be not all paranormal. It may eventually be a little bit of paranormal. It's gonna be, you know, girl problems and fashion and everything girly. So, and Melissa, you can be on my show.
You really have to talk about girly things?
Yeah. And we can make an interesting girly thing.
And that's going to start in January.
Yeah, January the 10th at 9 o'clock. It's a Sunday night. And everybody's going to be getting ready to go to work the next day or whatnot. But kind of choice I was given, so.
But it's
going to
work out.
Yeah, it'll be cool. It'll be. I always said I was better at giving advice than I was taking it. So it's going to be a little bit of, you know, in love. We know this lady that she's a love witch, and when she's going to have her own. And
she's really good.
She's really good.
I met her in person, and she is, oh, my goodness.
So it's going to be about love and all things girly.
Oh, girly.
So
I guess that means I'm going to have to come up with a guys podcast.
I guess so.
Where we can talk about manly stuff.
I guess so. You have to ask Jade to come on.
I'd be game for it. Talking about the cars, sports, and all that stuff.
Well, I'm curious. I want to ask you guys, too, how have you handled, like, your gift-giving this year? I mean, are you guys, like, actually going to the stores to get your gifts, or are you mainly getting stuff online and having it, like, sent either directly or to you and then giving? Because I was curious about that, what people were doing.
Melissa, you want to go first?
Yeah. Since I've got two gatherings to go to, one on Christmas Eve and one on Christmas Day, and they're both very small, we decided to go ahead and stick with it like normal and get your gifts and wrap everything up and just, you know, give gifts like normal. As far as getting them in, I've gotten some things, you know, shipped in. I've got some things from Amazon. Most of my stuff I've gone and got from stores for my family members. If you doubt, if you don't really know what to give somebody and you like normal, you know, give them cash. Cash always works.
Oh yes.
But nothing out of the ordinary for us. Like I said, two different gatherings, and they're very small, you know, under six people each. So we don't have a lot of people coming over to Mom's house.
Well, that's still cool. I mean, you really don't want the big groups now because, you know, they talked about, oh, we would said 25 at first, but now it's 10, and I guarantee you before it's over, it's going to be 5, and then it'll be 2. And
yeah. Well, what they say, it puts the face mask on its skin or else it gets phase 1 again.
We don't want that.
Yeah.
I know. But there's a sign up. I think the 7-Eleven by my work is. They have a sign up there now. This is no mask, no service. They're cracking down on it.
Well, they don't give you service there anyway. I go in there and they don't give you the time of day.
What's that, 11?
Yeah, so.
You can bring some more people on? Let's see who else is out there.
Yeah, we're going to bring.
Let's see.
Two more callers on, so hold on, everybody.
Hey,
hi.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, hey girl. We're two pair of people.
Introduce yourself, Hoosier.
No, everybody knows Hoosier. No, not me. I'm Ruka, another member of WBRS.
Yes, you are. And night vision, too, when you're not working.
That's true, too. Forgive me for calling so late. I did just get off of work.
Well, at least you call. That's fine. And who else do we have?
You have your DeLorean's buddy, Lauren.
Hey, but you're breaking up horribly.
Am I?
There you go. So you love DeLorean's buddy, huh?
Okay, I'm somewhat DeLorean's buddy, okay? How about I'm your buddy, period?
This is Laura, my friend, y'all. So we have Melissa and Dave.
Hello, everybody.
Ruka, what are y'all doing tonight?
Right now I'm driving home from work, but other than that, not a damn thing.
I'm laying in bed resting from dealing with my 4-year-old niece. We went shopping today, so.
So how are the moms?
So she's in bed. So she's been running around the house in her bathing suit. She has this thing about putting on her bathing suit and pretending she's Doc from the TV show. So Elena is my little mini me. Wendy, you talked to her once.
I did. I bet she's ready for Santa.
Oh, she's ready. Actually, she has a surprise. My brother and my sister-in-law are taking my nephew and my niece to Disney World for their Christmas present.
Oh, wow. That's
yes.
Awesome.
So they're leaving the Christmas Day. And so it'll be my mom and I hanging out. So.
Wow.
And we have no idea what we're going to do. My mom said we're probably going to make a honey baked ham or something. I don't know. Because usually we go over, to their house for Christmas dinner and in the morning and have them open the presents and all that. But since you're going to Disney World, we don't know what we're going to do. So, we might go over to Wendy's house and have some hot dogs. We might go over your house when you have some hot dogs.
Yeah, we just figured out that my mama would probably spank me if I brought too many people over. Anyway, thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Did we lose everybody? No, just...
okay. No, you didn't lose everybody.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Yep, still
yeah,
here.
You there? Yeah, okay, good.
Yep.
Just making sure. Just making sure. Yeah, we were talking about going to San Albans. You up for that next year?
Yes, ma'am. You know it.
We're going to try to get over this COVID, and then we're gonna try to get a group up.
Yeah, we decided, man, WPRS is going to sponsor, and we're going to have, like, a humongous reunion gathering and just bring
everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Just have a good old time.
Have you been to the charge yet, Krista?
Yes, actually, I've been twice so far this year. I went once with a friend, with Janice, actually, during Hollow Scream, and then Larry and I took Hunter during Christmas Town. That was kind of lit.
Oh, wow.
Kind
yeah.
of lackluster compared to last year.
How did Hunter like it?
You know Hunter, he likes Sesame Street, so he got to see his favorite people at Sesame Street, and that he was happy with that. That made his day right there.
That's right. We're gonna bring someone else, and we're gonna have a big old party tonight.
No.
Hey, well, Wendy, I'm gonna have to go.
Well, thank you for coming on, Melissa.
Not a problem, love. We'll talk later, okay?
Okay. Merry Christmas.
All right. You too, hon. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, guys. This is Ryan. What's up?
Not much. How's it going? Merry Christmas.
Good. Merry Christmas. I had to step outside of work for a little bit to give you guys a call.
We certainly appreciate that. Y'all, this is Ryan. He is the A number one man at 360, which we hope to be going to again, and the owner of RiffNet.
Oh my
God! Live! I'm a dream.
Oh my goodness!
You spit it out, yeah. I can't stay on for very long because I'm like I said, I'm at work right now. So I just want to call and say Merry Christmas to everyone, and I want to thank everyone. Thank you guys for having a great show, and thank all the people on the network for a great year, and everyone who listened this year, and it'll be even better next year. Next year, we got some new shows coming out in January. Okay. So you got your show coming up in starting in January too on Sunday nights following my show. So that's gonna be fun. You're gonna share Sunday nights with me. So that's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yay.
Sounds like
but I'm outside
time.
In the cold and the rain, so I'm going to go back inside now. But hope you
all
guys
right.
have a great show. And I will
Merry
talk
Christmas.
To you soon. All right, love
Thank
you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Yay, that's cool. And then Wendy Chan.
Oh, I didn't say that word.
She's so real.
Yeah, because we're going... against them in January, so that's going to be interesting.
Mm.
Behind Ryan and against Riff. Noah. We're going to have a big year. Ruka, are you going to join me on Hartsville sometimes?
Of course.
I think we were just arguing that it's going to be an all-girls show. So. Eric said he's going to have to get an all-guys show.
Yeah, We got to talk manly stuff.
I think they'll listen to girls more.
We've got enough guy participants to do it.
Girls have way more problems than guys do.
I totally agree. Speaking of Ruka, you know, pretty soon we're going to have her on, and she's going to tell about her trip to...
Yes, her show will be our show, Night Visions, is going to be interviewing our co-host, Ruka, first of next year, for her trip to Las Vegas.
Yes, I am.
So everybody needs to tune into that because she went and toured Ghost Adventures Museum.
I went to Jack Benny's Haunted Museum in Las Vegas. So tune in the first next year to find out my experience of that. It was fun.
I can't wait for that.
She came within like 15 minutes of meeting Zach.
Pretty much. I was close. But
maybe this year.
Crossing my fingers.
You know what I realized? And Wendy had done this when we had our DeLorean show. We had asked a question to Kevin Bacon. He was getting the answer. And Wendy's like, oh, we got some callers.
I think I just did that to Jake, didn't I?
Did that to Jake, too, because we had asked him to say what he had for, like, Christmas this year. And when he was getting ready to tell, Wendy's like, oh, we got some new callers. Well, let's see who they are. So.
I get excited, okay?
So now we are going to give the floor to
Jake
to share. Yay.
Well, it's kind of been business as usual because I usually get my stuff online. That way it goes through less hands anyway. I really do not trust any of the local stores when it comes to the holiday sales because they typically hike their prices up a little bit. So pretty much it's going to be getting stuff directly from Amazon or, you know, different online sites depending upon, you know, what gifts I get for certain people. And it is a little bit more difficult because shipping times are increased and even shipping fees are increased a little bit. So that's been a fun little challenge.
This is true. Come to think of it, you're right. Things have increased because I think because everybody knew that everybody was going to be shopping offline. So everything, I mean, they've been having sales, but they've been hiking them prices up, too.
Yes, they have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Joys of Christmas, gas, and everything else has gone up this year.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out. We got a gas station, and it's like, in the evening, the price is like $1.86, but in the morning, it's like, no, it's $1.85 in the evening and $1.86 in the morning. And I've been trying to figure out, you know, why the penny difference.
That's a little weird.
That's a Love's gas station. But anyway, can't believe Christmas is a week away. Oh, my God. Do you have any New Year's plans?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I've actually, for New Year's, I have to work, unfortunately. I am working on a paranormal project that's supposed to come out on New Year's Day. So that's basically my big plan for New Year's.
Oh. You can share a little bit of it if you'd like.
Well, so far I haven't really announced anything yet, but I'm going through some old files, some old evidence, photos, video. I'm actually working. A video will be out on Friday on the Fife Paranormal YouTube channel. It's footage from Demon Hallway at St. Almond Sanatorium from when we went there in 2017. It's one of our earliest filmed investigations, and that was pretty cool. It was cool to find all that stuff, so I'm going to go back through some of my investigation footage, and I'm going to see if I can bring some of it back and clean it up, and, you know, might do little videos about them, about the locations I investigated and some of my early work.
Oh, nice. I'm looking forward to that.
It's gonna be fun. I found I went to Harper's Ferry at the Bolivar Heights battlefield when I was 12, and it's the first investigation I ever filmed with my first camcorder, and I actually posted that a few months ago. But this one that I'm gonna be releasing, I'm splitting it up into two parts. Part one is actually gonna be from an investigation Caitlin and I did back in August. And part one will be out on Monday, which I'm really excited for. And then part two will probably be out on Christmas, is what I'm aiming for.
Oh, man. Ooh. Merry Christmas. And in case we don't talk between now and then, somebody has a birthday coming up soon, too.
Oh, boy. Big 21. Yep, January 9th.
Wow.
I bet you were looking forward to that.
I am. I am actually very excited.
Well, I know my show's on the 10th, and I didn't know I won't be too busy to say happy birthday, but, you know, we might not have you on before then, but just wanted to say early happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
I don't see anyone. I can't even read the board. Nobody else. I won't interrupt Jake anymore.
We were supposed to have Dennis. He was going to try to get on tonight, but he's the other, I guess, co-owner thing of 360. And he was going to try to get on. That was kind of cool, though, that Ryan got on, because I know he stays busy.
He's actually working right now, so...
I'm curious too, because Wendy's gone silent again. But I'm curious too. Everybody, the thoughts are. I know it's not really Christmas, but it kind of gets to me about this thing now. They're saying with the stimulus of giving a stimulus if you get the shot. It's like, why are they bribing people to get the shot? If it's supposed to help you, you shouldn't have to bribe somebody to. Get it.
It is a little weird how they're, you know, phrasing it that way. I don't know. It's unprecedented times, you know, an unprecedented measure, you would think. And I'm just wondering if a lot of people are kind of struggling with how to handle it, how to word certain things, and if that's one of those, you know, kind of situations.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, 2020 is the year of fear. We fear everything. So I don't know if that's trying to get people out of it or, like you said, a bribe.
Well, now they've even talked about that they're close to another one. It's a $600 stimulus to give to the people, like, right now to help them. So I don't know if they're going to put that other one on top of the $600 if you get the shot.
I don't know. $600 would be nice for Christmas. Although I'm done.
That would be nice.
Thank goodness. I'm done. I usually wait until the day of. Do I not?
Yeah.
For Christmas. This year, I'm done.
That's what she tells you, but I guarantee she'll be out and she'll see something and be like, oh, my daughter would love that. I don't have too much for already.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
my goodness. This hour is almost up. This is always the fastest hour in the world. I know you probably thought the same thing when you were having your podcast.
Yeah, although I will admit, those early shows, it felt like the hour lasted, you know, 10 hours.
Yeah, and then the first one I ever joined her on, because at first, I didn't want to do nothing with this podcast. I would basically just sit there.
He would sit there and be scared to say anything.
And then once I started, you can't
shut up.
Well, see, you two are lucky because, you know, you have each other. When I did my show, I always did it by myself. I just preferred to do it on my own. So if I didn't have a guest on, it would usually just turn into me rambling about a paranormal topic or a historical topic for an hour and trying not to stutter or lose my place or anything like that.
We do that all the time. And
yeah,
we don't even worry about it.
We figured it out on the DeLoreans one. We said, like, and you know, about 700 times.
Yeah.
I was like, you know. So I think it's human nature.
Yeah, but Hartfields is mainly going to be just me rambling about stuff that probably nobody even cares about, but I'm gonna do it. So.
Don't say that.
Yeah, I'm sure
you'll
have a big fun, and it'll be great.
Yeah, so it'll be cool. It was supposed to go in a different direction, and I was supposed to have a different co-host. And it was still going to be paranormal, but then it was going to be like fitness and everything else, and it just didn't happen. So I was like, you know, I want this podcast. I want to do it. I'm really good at giving advice. Let's do Ann Landers. You know, and then I'll watch the Hallmark Channel, which I have got to get off the Hallmark Channel. And it kind of took, there was a girl up there, and she had a pod, was a podcast or radio show?
It was a podcast.
And I'm kind of taking things from her and how she talked about fashion and, you know, Christmas, and by the time it'll be too late for Christmas, but there'll be other things. And I'm going to do exactly what I'm doing right now and just ramble. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fine. And you'll get better with each show.
Right, yeah. So, but anyway, thank you so very much for coming on tonight.
Oh, thank y'all for having me on. It's, you know, like I told you, it's always a blast being on y'all's show.
Well, we do appreciate that. And we look forward to having you on, talking about, who knows, next year. We're still going to do the paranormal, the history before the paranormal, and I'm going to need your help. So.
And I want to get him and Caitlin on again.
Yes.
That was an awesome show.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be fun again.
Yeah, that would be fun. All the new stuff that y'all were going to do between now and then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything, but I've got some really cool projects planned for next year.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, you let me know when you want to be on, and we will make it away.
Will do. And once again, thank you all for having me on. I'm glad, you know, you all are doing well. And once again, congrats on a great show, and I can't wait to be on the show again.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Y'all have a good night.
Thank
right,
you. You too.
Again.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Well, thank everybody for coming on. That was a party. That's what I wanted, a party.
Yes, thank you, everybody. Thank you. I'm serious. We had everybody on that wanted to talk, and we had a good old time. As you see, we're going to make next year even better. You know, this year started out kind of bad, but we found a way, you know, people found a way to get through this COVID stuff. So all I can say is, everybody, here's my advice.
All right, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and here you go.